Carol Kane is the host of a pretty cool program in Detroit, Pancakes and Politics. And boy, are you talking with some movers and shakers, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing this Friday?
I'm doing very well. Breakfast was pretty cool yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the Michigan Chronicle has four events in the springtime called Pancakes and Politics and invites speakers, and I moderate the conversation down in Detroit. And yesterday's was all with Roy Roberts, the new emergency financial manager for Detroit Public Schools, and the conversation was the crisis in Detroit Public Schools. And the timing could not have been better. Everyone listening probably knows that Governor Snyder tapped Roy Roberts, brought him out of retirement from GM, where he had had very good time, to come take over Detroit Public Schools. And my gosh, talk about birth by fire. Roy Roberts is just burning it up, trying to help improve things there. He announced his budget. And yesterday, in fact, when he appeared before the Pancakes and Politics, boy, let me get that out there, audience, Detroit Athletic Club, he talked about how bad the situation was. DPS was broken. And I think he really endeared himself to people, talking about it's not about the unions, it's not about the parents, it is all about the kids in the classroom, and kind of forged through that way. And talked about, again, the budget, the fact that they're going to be reducing things that he announced, a $1.2.4 billion budget that includes 10% pay cuts, eliminates 853 jobs, cuts expenses by 231. And on the heels of that, today there's a story in the Free Press about the fact that during the time with Robert Bob at the helm now, this is the previous EFM, they spent over $1.6 million on budget and raises to consultants. So this does not send out a good message. Previously, not under Roy Roberts' watch, but under Robert Bob's, on consultants and other things while they were cutting wages. So the union's in a tizzy over this, as they should be, and this leaves Roy Roberts in a tough negotiating situation, which he knew coming in. Coming from GM, he had dealt with unions and so forth in Tarrytown, New York, and other places. But, boy, does Roy Roberts have his work cut out for him.
All right, Carol, before we let you go, who do you have on this weekend's Michigan Matters?
You know, this weekend I have on Tony Early from Detroit Edison, CEO, was CEO, now is executive vice chairman of the company, talking about energy, nuclear plants in Michigan, and other things. And one other quick tease, in my Detroit Free Press column on Sunday's Detroit Free Press, I happened to stumble upon this, talking to an executive who actually was going to run for governor against Governor Snyder. And had he done that, it would have been real interesting, because he is far more known than Rick Snyder was when we started the process. Would have been really interesting, but I lay out the reasons why he thought about it and why he ultimately decided against it. So you have to read my Detroit Free Press column Sunday to find out who I'm talking about. But I guarantee you 99.9% of your listeners will know him and say, well, that would have been really interesting, which was my reaction when he mentioned this. It kind of took me back for a second.
Nice tease there, Carol.
Yeah, I like that.
You enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you too.